Viola talks about 80 jobs. That's pittance. It will cost about £300 million for 80 jobs. It's pittance.
Let's talk about what happened in the chamber, because one thing I didn't notice, and you were closer to the so-called action, I couldn't see any notes being taken by anybody. So I couldn't see notes being taken by the county councillors that you were appealing to. I couldn't see notes being taken by Veolia, who were taking in effectively feedback or making notes about concerns. And the panel that coordinated the talks, I couldn't see notes being taken there either. How concerned were you while you were talking, giving your speech, making that appeal? How concerned were you that it wasn't being recorded and therefore you were wondering what kind of a difference it might make or how seriously you were being taken?
I did notice while other people were speaking, I even saw somebody yawning. I saw somebody just kind of looking around as if they were bored. Like you, I saw nobody taking minutes. And the most disgusting part of this decision-making, I mean, the last time I saw a real debate, I think I was about in school, about 15, 16 years of age. Now, that was a debate where each side, for and against, were given 5 minutes in each team or whatever. They discussed it and people voted on who are the best. Now, that to me is a debate. What went on today was a farce.
You are being very critical of the process that we saw take place today.
Yes.
You're questioning the integrity and the point behind having that meeting in the first place. I mean, how would you describe it then? I mean, what was the point behind it?
I would call it a political show. Because when you take in all the issues that the speakers brought up, and there were some very, very valid issues. Now, for instance, I brought up an issue and I made a quote from Veolia's 2010 manifest. And I also put in, which is in the planning, that there would be acid deposits, chemical deposits, on our nature reserves and on my allotment. Now, I was over last weekend picking raspberries with my little two-year-old grandson. Now, he put one into his mouth and ate it, and so did I. Now, what does it mean with acid chemicals on our products? Not one of the councillors, not one of the committee, even took up that challenges. So they were not listening to the real issues. These were statements made by Veolia. And yet we have chimneys 75 metres high. We have emission. I mean, what are your chimneys for? Is there nothing coming out? If you take the law of physics states matter will never ever disappear, it changes form. So you have 380,000 tons of rubbish going into an incinerator. One out of every 4 tons of that is highly toxic ash for landfill. I'm not sure how much is bottom ash. And the rest of it comes out in the chimney in the forms of toxins, dioxins and nanoparticles. Not one discussion, not one sentence in the whole of that so-called debate that they were supposed to be listening to us made a point. Not the councillors. It looks like they had that decision made. They look so arrogant and yet they just did not seem in tune with the reality of what people have said.